This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And our show today will spend the hour with one group, one duo. Sweet Wednesday is their name, though, of course, today is Tuesday. We'll find out why they're called that. I don't know. Lisa Houseman and Dave Falk are the singer-songwriters who are also multi-instrumentalists and will be sharing their music for us live in our studio for this hour of Live and Local. Stay with us.
So my love, well, I must leave, but I will be back soon. We shall hold each other again with the return of three new moons. Where the day could it save your soul? Darling, here I am. You know waves about a mile high. Seems that we've been swallowed by the sea, never again to see the sky. When the days grow long and the night gets cold, do you think about me? Could it save your soul?
song called Days Grow Long from the album Escaping from the Pale Moonlight by the duo Sweet Wednesday, who are joined, as you could hear, by obviously more than just two people. Sweet Wednesday, for our purposes today, are in fact the duo of singer-songwriters Dave Falk and Lisa Houseman. And they're going to be at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. Memphis on Main is, as you might expect, on Main Street, 55 East Main. And we're pleased to have them for the hour playing with us live on the show. thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're from Massachusetts area, specifically Boston, or where in Massachusetts?
Oh,
or do I have that all wrong?
All over the environs of, of Massachusetts. We've lived on the South Shore, the West.
Cambridge.
Cambridge, Somerville.
Currently,
Brookline.
Currently in Brookline. Yeah, that's pretty much, you are surrounding Boston that way. Have you lived in Boston or just never quite?
Yeah, Boston just doesn't exist. People think that they could go to Boston.
It's a really small city.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a zip code, but very few people actually have Boston at the end of their addresses, because there's even sections of Boston. There's Roxbury, Dorchester. It's just, there's the business district.
And that's Boston.
That's Boston.
Some buildings, some water.
Yeah.
So if you live in the Roxbury area, you list your address as Roxbury? Are you going to list it as Boston?
You could do either.
My sister used to live in Jamaica Plain, and she said you could do either, even there. And have you always been from around there? Did you transport yourselves there?
Let's see. Dave and I both grew up in the Boston area, but we've lived other places. I went to school in Ohio and have lived in, I lived in New York City for a few years as well.
We have a song about that.
A couple songs about that. And Dave, you can explain your
travels. I lived in California for a bit and in New York for a bit.
You guys would do great with a group in town called Mean Lids. It's referencing their hats. And listeners, of course, can't tell that you're both wearing very different looking hats. Is that customary for you?
Oh, yeah. It's hard when you're on the road to find time to do your hair.
Yeah, it's a quick
case. Just slap a hat on top, no problem.
That's the explanation and you're sticking to it, huh?
Oh, I just have wild hair. You can probably tell. It's just a whole lot of craziness. See, it's kind of scary.
I'm scared. Yeah, she took her hat off. I'm running from the room. So as for explanations, why the name Sweet Wednesday?
All right, so Dave and I were trying to come up with a name for our duo and band. I mean, we're really the main people in it, and we just Shanghai those other musicians along. But anyway, we're trying to come up with a name for it, and it's really hard when two people have to agree on something as vital as a band name. We had lists and lists of different names, and Dave would come up with some name that he thought was absolutely fantastic, and I wouldn't go for it. I'd come up with like Breakfast with Marmosets or something, and Dave would be like,
"I like
no.
that.
You like
Breakfast
that?
Breakfast with Unicorns, I think it was."
Well, yeah, that one too. We had Breakfast with Unicorns. I don't know. We went through
Starlings.
So many names, found such a hard time agreeing on one. And then it so happened that we were reading a lot of Steinbeck at the time. We're on a little bit of a Steinbeck kick. And so John Steinbeck, he wrote a book, Sweet Thursday, which is the sequel to Cannery Row. And Cannery Row is this great book with all of these, just quirky, bizarre, wonderful characters in it. And Sweet Thursday follows their adventures after, the end of the first book. And Sweet Thursday in the book is just this kind of amazing day, because you're reading the book and it's starting out, as in most Steinbeck books, they're having a lot of problems and things are not looking very good for any of the characters in there, and you're wondering what's going to happen. They're kind of struggling through, trying to figure their way out through this mess. And this one day, it just happens to be a Thursday. There's just something a little bit different about the quality of the light, and things just seem to work out in the most unexpected ways. One character's problem ends up being the solution for another character's problem, and it's just this unexpected, amazing peacefulness and things working out against all odds that we thought was really cool. And so we thought that would be a really good name for a band. And I was like, Dave, let's call our band Sweet Thursday. And he was like, yes, Sweet Thursday. So we were very excited. But then, of course, in this day and age, if you have a band name that you want, you're going to have to Google it and make sure that nobody else has that band name. And it turns out that there was a band in the 70s called Sweet Thursday. They were only around for a couple years. They had one album, but nonetheless, we didn't want to step on their legacy or face liability. So so we went to sleep all depressed, and we're like, oh, Sweet Thursday is taken, back to the drawing board. Let's just spend another fruitless day, then we woke up the next morning, and Dave was like, hey, I bet Sweet Wednesday isn't taken. And sure enough, we looked it up. Nobody else had it. It was completely open. Like now, if you Google Sweet Wednesday, there's some other things. There's a naughty nightclub in England called Sweet Wednesday and a few other things. But at that time, we were the only ones.
We got it first.
So, yeah, we got it first.
Are you the only band?
We were the only band, and we are still the only band.
So you'll have to play at that naughty nightclub in England sometime.
I know. If we get down to England.
Maybe this summer.
It's like, yeah.
It could happen. I like Sweet Wednesday better than Sweet Thursday. I didn't know about that Steinbeck novel. I was on a Steinbeck kick many, many, many years ago, and I don't remember running across that one. I'm going to have to get back on a kick now and see what it's like. Well, before we talk any more about how you all got started, et cetera, why don't we hear something more from you? And, of course, we just heard from what I guess is the first of two albums.
The track that you just played is actually from our new album.
We played Days Grow Long.
Yes, Days Grow
Long. Oh, that's the new one?
Mm-hmm. That's the new one. It's hand-decorated.
Oh, yes, okay.
It's the limited edition. That's the numbered copies because we...
this is number 8.
That's number 8. That's right. Yeah, because we just embarked upon this tour and... we haven't been selling them in order, but anyways, these are all first edition. Each one is decorated differently. So
I'm privileged.
But this is a song off our first album, Wherever You Go, and this song was written broken down by the side of the road in the pouring rain. It's called Mid Morning Rain. This is my day for waiting on the phone. I've been waiting here so long that the song on the radio is repeating. Yeah. This is my day to get a flat tire and get stuck out on the highway alone. Just 10 miles shy of meeting you. Hold up my hand to the mid-morning rain. There's a woman crying in a town. Don't ask me how I can hear it through all this thunder. Sometimes something hits your wavelength and it finds its way all the way to my ears. I don't know what I did wrong. Seems I always wreck the song. Trying to squeeze too many words into two. Everything in life, they're in your
Sweet Wednesday here on Live and Local, who are Lisa Houseman and Dave Falk. And Lisa on the guitar, Dave on the mandolin for that particular tune, of course, both singing. Would you guys say you're both pretty happy people?
try to be, yeah.
I mean, the reason I ask is that, you know, I've only known you now for about, 15 minutes. And you smile when you talk, you smile when you sit, and you smile when you sing. And I was just curious about that. If that's nervous reaction or that's just the way you are.
I don't know. I think we just like to smile, you know. Even if you're in a sad mood, smiling puts you in a better mood sometimes.
I'm going to have to try it more often, or so I've been told.
But we're in a good mood today because we're here with you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to hear it. Sweet Wednesday are going to be at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. And unfortunately for you, there's no cover, apparently, for the show. But you get paid somehow, I hope.
Well, we are accepting donations, and we have CDs for sale.
Yeah, well, and we played some from the new one. So will each of those be numbered and, you know, essentially limited editions of sorts that anybody may purchase tonight?
Of the brand new one, yeah. We have, those are all available in limited edition. And then the other CD, which I think you're going to play a track leading out with, that one's available as well, and that one is more mass-produced, but still very nice. It's got really, really great artwork by our friend Alex Vernon on it.
Yes, that has standard artwork.
Standard. Oh, don't let her hear you say that.
Oh, well, it's not certainly not what I meant. I did a little promo for the show that we were running in the last day, and on it I took some information off of your little bio here where you talk about some of the topics or some of the characters that make appearances in your songs. And I referenced the rats named Grumpy, Sleepy, and Sister Heartache because I was quite intrigued by that. I don't think rats show up in people's songs very often. Does that happen to be a song we're going to hear today or hear today? Or should we not give it away for tonight or what?
That is in Wherever You Go. That's the one we're going to lead out on.
Oh, we're going to hear that at the end.
No,
if we're going to hear it at the end, that's fine. Well, we'll have to let it go long enough to hear about the rats. Do they figure in early in the song?
They're more in the middle.
They're a bit later.
And who are these? Who were these rats? Are or were?
The rats in the practice space. Should we just do it? We could lead out with something else.
Sure.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Your choice. Will the song tell the story?
The song will tell the story.
And what is the name of it? Oh, well, like Wherever You Go.
Wherever You Go.
Yeah, which is the title track of the first album.
Yes.
Can we go right into it?
Sure, yeah. Let's do it.
I was conquered by your kiss, overthrown by your beauty, babe. When Jed came in for the hostile takeover, yeah, he came in so valiantly on this Trojan horse. I think it was around the same time that we used our last pack. Now I sit here amidst a rubble of empty beer cans and pizza boxes. But I'm rebuilding Rome in a day. I think about you in my sleep. My head grows heavy and my knees get weak. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Oh, in your memory. jet. You finally left that shed. You got a one-room apartment with weeds and the lawn. Yeah, we used to talk about having babies together. A girl named Jasmine, a boy named Leo or Zach. Yeah, Jasmine was gonna be an astrophysicist. And Leo, a writer of songs. Yeah, we look on so proud on graduation day, babe. As Jasmine gave the valedictorian address. Your ghost comes back at 3 past noon. You might have left this place too soon. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Always. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Rats in my practice space, where I practice all I do and say. And I realize my dreams, I relive my past as a place. You all know the place where we all get a little better or a little worse each day. Their sleepy keeps me up all night when it's snoring. Grumpy cheers me up when I get real angry. Sister Heartache looks at me with her halo smile. She says it's only a matter of time. Grumpy says, hey man, get over it. She's a real pain in the ass, and you can do much better. Sister Heartache cries, may never find the love as good as this one. And there's not even a reason to try. I think about you all the time. I try to come up with words that rhyme. Wherever you go,
track from their first album, Sweet Wednesday. In this case, Dave Falk, of course, taking the lead vocals. Does the fact that some one or the other is taking the lead voice suggest who was the lead songwriter, or not necessarily?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, we write songs for each other.
Or we write them together. Dave wrote that one. I helped a little bit with some of the lyrics. Yeah, it's a collaboration a lot of the time too. You know, Dave will come up with an idea, and then I'll help flesh it out, or vice versa. So, and some of them are purely written by one or the other.
Are most of your songs based somehow in reality?
in reality, I mean, they all have inspiration in real things that happen, but some of them are a little bit mythological. Like that first song, Days Grow Long, was inspired by the myth of Ceyx and Alcyone. Dave, you want to talk about the myth?
Oh, it's an ancient myth that was in Ovid in Chaucer about a storm and someone lost at sea and his ghost coming back.
To comfort the widow. I don't know that Dave actually wrote that one in its entirety, but the story really touched both of us. Just that idea of, you know, being able to come back and then the ocean and the afterlife. I don't know.
So in addition to the reality based ones, like I assume this one, the Wherever You Go, is a reference to an actual practice space at some point.
Oh, well, one and some levels, the when I was writing it, I was thinking of the rats kind of as like the subconscious and them representing different facets of a person. And like, yeah, because sometimes I get kind of sleepy. Sometimes I get kind of grumpy. But
so little like voice different. Is talking in your head. It's a character in the song. It's definitely a character somewhat based on, you know, perhaps people that we know, but also, of course, as any song is also based on certain emotions and feelings that the songwriter might have had. But the practice space belongs to the character. We don't have a practice space. Unfortunately, we just annoy our neighbors. No, they're actually really, really nice. We live in an apartment, and all of our neighbors are super sweet, and we're really careful not to practice too late, and they all... we always ask them, and they always say that they enjoy the music. So,
well, it's not like you're playing a bunch of headbanging instruments either.
No,
you know,
that's
cranking
the thing.
At a high volume,
the double stack Marshalls.
Not usually.
You made a comment, Lisa, in an email, or maybe it was even a voicemail. I can't remember that certain songs you particularly wanted to play your guitar. Because you said, well, maybe we'll just play one guitar or bring one guitar, which was perfect. Either way, it was fine with us. But what do you like about your guitar for certain songs? And have we heard one of those songs yet where you really want this one?
Oh, where I really want this one? it's just, I guess the action's a little higher. It's a little easier to play the F chords and stuff like
it's
that.
It's prettier, too.
Oh, well, that shows up on radio. If
only like
you
fire.
Could see it.
It looks like it's like fire.
It's yeah, a it's, gorgeous it's... guitar. You must come to the gig to
yeah,
to
it does
see
have
it.
A really interesting, what do you call it, even a pattern on it, an inlay? Are those inlaid with something?
Yes, this is the wood inlay.
Yeah. Is it specially made or just one you found and fell in love with?
It was actually originally my guitar. But, yeah, I played a bunch of guitars. I got it about 10 years ago. And, yeah, I just love the sweet tone of it. But then Lisa kind of acquired it. But
acquired it? meaning she stole it from you?
Yeah.
Just like I stole his songs.
Stole my songs, my guitar.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa and Dave are going to be at Memphis on Main tonight in downtown Champaign starting at 9 o'clock. Where were you just before?
Oh, we just played a house concert out in Indianapolis, Indy West house concert.
Literally in somebody's home.
It was in somebody's home, yeah. But it is actually open to the public, and they have house concerts every month. So if you go to our website, there is a link to it. If anybody out there knows people in Indianapolis who want to hear some great live acoustic music, the couple that host it are really wonderful people, and they just bring live music to the greater Indianapolis area every month.
How do you find your gigs?
How do we find our gigs? Just a variety of different ways. You know, either being in touch with friends who have played in places, or if we know people in an area, they'll usually be able to recommend a hot spot, like a good place to play. Sometimes the internet, just, you know, any way that we can. Either they're recommended by people or we find them ourselves.
You found me somehow or another to get on this show.
Well, I found you because we were playing in Memphis on Main, and I was thinking that it would be really good to do some radio and in advance of the show. So I used the Google search function.
And you just found radio stations in and around, or you looked for public radio, or whatever came up, huh?
I mean, it was so long ago, the details. Let me try to remember. I think I put in Champagne, Urbana, radio, but your show was at the very front of the website.
Oh, well, that's of the WILL website. Yes. Yeah, we're right on there. Yeah, that's right. Well, and since you've mentioned that, I fail to say this most of the time, but we do archive our shows on our website. So if you ever hear, if there's ever a show you miss entirely that you heard, like the sound of in the promotional announcement, or you heard part of a show and you couldn't hear the rest of it, or you heard all of a show and you just want to hear it again, you can go to our website, which is will.illinois.edu. And as Lisa said, Live and Local is right there on the homepage. And you can go back for almost 2 years worth of shows and check things out, or just explore and see who all's been on. It's been an incredible variety of music that we have had, some of it live, as Sweet Wednesday are today, and some of it, obviously live conversations with people and CDs and so on. So we're really glad that you guys were able to come in and play for us in our studio. What have we got next?
You want to do Lakes?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
We'd like to do some instrument switching, it looks like, of some kind or another.
We're gonna do a harmonica song. So this is actually a traditional song from New Orleans. But I thought it'd be kind of a cool one to do on the radio because when we played this song is all about kindness to strangers. And when we played it live on Wyoming Public Radio, the radio show host had asked us to play a song by somebody other than us. And we chose this song. We were very inspired by a version by a group called the Be Good Tanyas. And we also mentioned when we were on the show how we had, because the host asked us, he's like, how are you doing this morning? And we were so exhausted because we had gotten rear-ended in L.A. and driven through the entire night, left L.A. at 3 and arrived in Laramie at 7 or 8 in the morning. We only stopped for, maybe we left LA at 5, I don't know, but we only stopped for like 15 or 20 minutes to sleep at the gas station parking lot. And so we told that story and how the song, how we'd been so inspired by the Be Good Tanyas on this song. And a woman called in and asked us if we needed a place to stay for the night. I think she figured that since we had slept in the parking lot that we really did. But it was really cool because she turned out she was really good friends with Jolie Holland, who was the singer who from the Be Good Tanyas who had inspired us in our version of Lakes of Pontchartrain. And we thought it was cool because this is such an old song, but it's such a beautiful song about kindness to strangers, and it's still connecting people now. We ended up becoming really good friends with her and made a Boston cream pie for her son's birthday, and she came to stay with us in Boston and stuff. So it's a real special song to us. It's on our EP, which will also be available at the show. Anyway.
So are you sleeping in your car during this trip?
During this trip? No, we've been very fortunate on this trip. We stay with our house concert hosts, and tonight we'll be staying with Dave's cousin, and we have... It all worked out unless we get rear-ended again.
In L.A.
In L.A. Nonetheless, if anybody wants to offer us a place to stay, any musician that you meet that's traveling and you offer that, they might end up taking you up on it because it's hard out on the road, and they'll definitely play lots of music over breakfast. All right, here we go.
It was that one fine March morning when I bid New Orleans adieu. Was on the road to Jackson Town, a fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I, which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. strangers than all friends to me, till a darker twilight me came, and I fell in love with a Creole girl on the lakes of Pontchartrain. No good, but if it weren't for the alligators, I would sleep out in the woods. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turn a stranger out on the lakes of She took me to her mother's house and traded me right well. Her hair up on her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell, to try to paint her beauty, I'm sure would be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl on the lace of Pontchartrain. I asked her, would she marry me? She said, for she had got another, and he was off at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and faithful she remained, waiting for her sailor round the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Lakes of Pontchartrain with Sweet Wednesday here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. And we encourage you to go out and hear Sweet Wednesday tonight at 9 o'clock. They're playing at Memphis on Main at 55 East Main Street in downtown Champaign. And if you happen to be going up towards Chicago, Later on in the week, they'll be up there a few times, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at three different locations. And you can check that out on their web address, which is?
SweetWednesday.com.
Logically enough. And we're pleased to have them here on our show live, as you can probably tell. Having a bit of problem with sneezing today.
Oh, dear.
That one was building up for a little while. tell me about the Sweet Wednesday String Band and when you play with them and when you play with additional musicians who are on your recordings.
Oh, Sweet Wednesday String Band is a lot of fun. We've been playing with them mainly locally in the Boston area, but we will be taking them on some dates to other places. I don't know if we'll be able to get them out west. We'll see. But that involves the Reverend Busker, who we have a song about. We'll play later. Hopefully there'll be time for it. You let us know when it's like time for the last song so we can make sure to put it in. Reverend Busker, who's just our wild mandolin, lead guitar, all kinds of stuff he plays, accordion player. And then we have Jackie Damsky on the violin, and she's just a beautiful, talented violinist / fiddler. So that's the string band. Sometimes we play with a bass player too. And then there's the rock band, which involves drums, bass, keys, and lead guitar.
Right, and they so they basically get with you when they can.
Yeah, we catch them when we can.
one way or the other, yeah. Well, I want to mention before we have about 16 minutes on the show, so if that helps you to plan out what's coming up next.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I want to mention some of the other performances that you can go out and see and hear live in our area the next couple of days. The Illinois Wesleyan University Collegiate Choir is performing tonight as they're just back from their tour at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. That starts at 8 o'clock tonight. George Turner, a guitarist, is playing at the Iron Post Jazz tonight. That's in Urbana at 6 o'clock. Ole Number 7 plays Bluegrass and Old Time Country in Urbana at the Rose Bowl Tavern tonight starting at 9 o'clock, competing with Sweet Wednesday, so you're going to have to choose there. Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana continues its presentation of the play Betrayal. Performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 o'clock, and I think this is the final week for that production. The Phil Doyle Trio plays jazz at Emerald City Lounge in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And it's the Justin Dyer Quintet at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7. Oh, and of course, the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in Champaign. That is at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll be having, as part of the show, live performance by accordion player Maria Marcello and cellist Barbara Headland in advance of their performance at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute Music Series on Thursday, which is a free show Thursday at noon for about an hour, and we'll have them for a part of the time on our show tomorrow. It's live and local on FM 90.9. What's next from Sweet Wednesday?
All right, this is a song I wrote for a friend of mine from Arkansas. She's got a really great southern accent. And you know, when you're around somebody a lot with a really strong particular accent, you kind of start picking it up and talking like them. Well, anyway, that happened with me. I was around her a lot, and I started picking up the southern drawl, talking like her. And then we kind of drifted apart, and we didn't see each other for a couple years. And I found myself randomly in the supermarket slipping into the southern drawl. I was like, dang, that's a lot of money for pays. And it was like she was talking through my mouth. And I was like, oh, I got a coupon for it, but I ain't gonna get it because it's still way overpriced. And, well, it just made me realize, just slipping into that southern drawl, feeling her just talk through my mouth and saying, you know, things like she would say, how much a part of me she still was, how just, you know, how much I really had to get back in touch with her, because she was just inside me. And so I wrote her this song. This is called Southern Drawl.
Thank you. There's a strange kind of glow that you get to your face from the nights that you slept in the car. And you said there's a place in the town you can hold down a job, you can shake off your load. But the price was too heavy and I too unsteady, so I got back on the road. And I carry a southern drawl
sometimes, 'cause it makes me think of you, makes me think of you.
Heart-shaped tomatoes, forget-me-not flowers, and lace in your garden they grow. And I just throw down a few seeds in each town and the ground by the side of the road. And I come back there trampled or starving for light, and I tend them the best that I can. But the one in your yard that we planted together, it reaches a green leafy hill. And I carry a southern drawl
sometimes, 'cause it makes me think of you, makes me
stretched across miles and mountains and oceans till it all fell apart at the seams. And when it was gone, well, I had just my arms and my knees to keep me from the cold. But the last words we've spoken were angry, so stubborn, you won't call again on the phone. So I carry a southern drawl
sometimes, 'cause it makes me think of you, makes me think
of you. Yeah, it makes me think of you, it makes me think of y'all, makes me.
Music from Sweet Wednesday, Lisa Houseman and Dave Falk here on Live and Local. They'll be at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign. Try to say Sherbana. Champaign tonight at 9 o'clock. Some of the other characters, you mentioned some other characters that show up in songs. I don't know if we'll hear any of them yet on the show, but a grandmother with a secret crush on James Bond. A traveling dog you have in these things. I haven't mentioned that, you know, you've won some various songwriting contests. Are these around the country? I don't know where some of them are, like the Great American Song Contest. Dallas, I assume, gives away where that one is. The John Lennon Song Contest. Are these from around the country?
Let's see. Great American Song Contest is based in Seattle, but it's a national contest. Dallas is in
somewhere
Texas.
In Texas, right?
Yeah. John Lennon didn't win. I get like a runner-up in it. But that's maybe New York. Is that where that's based?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a national contest as well.
So do you just seek these out and then send? Do you send in a recording of the song, or you just have to? You send in the printed song, or what do they judge on these things?
We send in recordings of the songs.
So they're judging both on the song itself and on the performance?
Yeah, but anything we sent in was pretty simple. It was just vocals and guitar. We did those a while back. Now we have all these new songs on the new record, so we'll have to.
So those were all from the first one?
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's time to get some more out there, see if you can add to your coffers of wonderful prizes and so on.
I got a decoder ring.
That's right. Things to put in your press release. Well, you have a fiddle along and you got a banjo along. We're going to get to hear those.
We
got about 8 minutes, so you have to choose carefully now. Particularly that song you mentioned. If you want to get that one in,
maybe we should do Busker's song just so we get it in.
Yeah.
All right. This is a true story, inspired by the true adventures of our friend Reverend Busker, band member mentioned before.
Is he a real reverend?
Oh, he's like, I don't know, he's a street philosopher, I guess. Did he go to Harvard Divinity School, Dave?
I think he spent some time there.
Yeah, he spent some time there. He's a very spiritual person. Oh my God, he's wonderful. You would love him. He's amazing. We could just make a movie about his life. He's been everywhere. He played with Michelle Schacht in her first band, and he's traveled like all over the country, like playing music and making people happy, practicing random acts of kindness. But this is a story from earlier on, from his younger wild days, and it's called Busker Song. This is a song that Dave wrote based on a story that Busker told us, a true story about some of his adventures in his wilder days. He was playing slack key guitar at a bar in Honolulu, and a very interesting person walked in. So here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Honolulu, shaking off lost love with witches voodoo. A woman walks into the bar with her entourage. She's got a nurse, an accountant, and a lawyer for spice. Someone says she's some famous rock star. That's why she starts ground the bottles off the top shelf of the bar. Well, the bartender said, "We got a situation here." I said, "I can make that situation disappear." Is she really the gal they say she is? He said, "Yeah," and handed me the money for the gig. She grabbed me by the arm while she was mid-swig, and he handed us a couple bottles of the finest wine. We were strumming to the east, strumming to the west, strumming all day and night. We didn't get no rest. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl. Well, she took us to her mansion on the water, laid a big line across the floor. She said, "Son, I'm gonna teach you to play that rock and roll." Well, she took that line and she took it hard, drank all the whiskey we got from the bar, and we sang the blues till we couldn't play no more. But we were strumming to the east, strumming to the west, strumming all day and night. We didn't get no rest. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl. picture just that room, lines and whiskey and guitar strumming. All of a sudden she grabs a gun and shoots a hole in the ceiling. And the feeling's about time to get out of town. She was lying on the floor, her hair flowing down. She said, play it one more time and play it with feeling. Well, the nurse, the accountant, and the lawyer rushed in. The nurse said, looks like some trouble we're in. The accountant had them booked on the next transatlantic flight. And the lawyer asked me to hide the gun, for he had a feeling the heat was coming. They jumped into the limo and flew off into the Honolulu night. So here's the story of those 5 nights I spent with some grateful rock star's wife. I don't know, but some people say that rock and roll, it can come your way. So if you want to live a life of whiskey, lines, and beer, always have your posse near. Try not to play with guns. Be sure to play that rock and roll. We were strumming to the east, strumming to the west, strumming all day and night. We didn't get no rest. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl. Spending my days in a rock and roll world, living it up with a Honolulu girl.
That sounds like a character that I'm not quite sure I'd want to meet.
No, no, no. Those were his wilder days. He's really mellow now. He's amazing, Busker. He's like, he's done so many wonderful things for so many people. You know, I guess I can't even say all the cool things he's done on the radio. But he worked for a homeless shelter for a really long time and just did amazing things to help the homeless. He actually tracked down a murderer who had been killed a homeless young girl at great risk to himself. And shouldn't say that in case the guy gets out of jail, but hopefully he's not hiding out in Champaign, Urbana.
Yeah, that's
Reverend
right.
Busker, huh?
Well, we do have about a 50-mile radius we broadcast to, so, you know, yeah. I don't think it's too great a risk. It's Sweet Wednesday here on Live and Local. Lisa Houseman, Dave Falk. They're going to be at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign, starting at 9 o'clock tonight, and we've been pleased to have him for this hour on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Support for our show comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits, for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Why don't you pick a track real quick so Mike can rig it up from your first album.
Want to Crazy That It Rained Again?
Sure. Do you remember that?
Which number it is?
Just tell him the name and he'll find it.
Crazy That It Rained Again.
Crazy That It Rained Again?
Crazy That It Rained Again. And thanks to Mike Pritchard, as always, for engineering our show. He's the responsible for the sound. And thank you all very much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Pleasure. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.
A long time ago, in the January snow, where we trudged for hours with